Number one, the first one is doubt God's word. You're in your Bible, look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said to the woman, and we know something's wrong there because women shouldn't listen to snakes. In fact, most women are afraid of snakes. And most people are. We don't like snakes, but you know that he was so beautiful and such an amazing creature that he talked to the woman, and look what he says. Has God indeed said? Just stop there. Satan wants for us to doubt God. If he can get us doubting God, then he can hack in and derail us. Remember what Satan does. He kills and steals and destroys. Did you see this week about the guy in Philadelphia that hailed a policeman, you know, on a dark street, waving like he needed help, and the policeman pulls over, and he runs toward him and empties his gun through the passenger window, trying to assassinate the policeman? Did you know that gunner was hacked by Satan? When someone kills, when someone steals, when someone is a destroyer, Satan has got their attention. And he is energizing them to do his will. How does he do that? Well, we doubt God when we doubt his word. That's the first attack. Satan wants us to believe that God's word is just like any other book. I mean, I read good books. I have all these books I want to read. I desperately want to read them. And they're all the same, and the Bible's just one of them. That's dangerous. You ever meet people like that? The Bible's just one of many inputs in their life. Did you know that Satan's plan? It just dilutes God. He's just one of many avenues coming in. Satan wants us to believe God's word is like any other book. It's nice, it's helpful, it's not absolute. He wants us to question God's word. He wants us to avoid God's word. He wants us to neglect God's word. Whatever it takes to get out of regular contact with the Lord. Did you know that every time we open the Bible, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that when we open the Bible, it's like opening a mirror. And when we look in the mirror, we can see ourselves, and in the background, we can see Christ. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed. The only way I get changed is by looking in this book, seeing what I look like in God's sight and what Christ wants me to look like and asking him to change me. The process of change only comes through his word. It doesn't come by New Year's resolutions. It doesn't come by me trying harder this year, by me getting in a course or buying an app, you know, to tell me to do stuff. It comes by me wanting to meet with God. And God says, I'll meet you in my word. I'll talk to you every time you open. Satan says, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to have regular contact with God. I want you to neglect God, avoid God. I want you to question God's word. I want you to think God's word is just like everything else. One voice in your life. And this is a direct attack on the character of God, because one of the great truths about our God is the moral attribute we know as God is truth. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word of God. You want to know Jesus? You know him through his Word. We are saved by the engrafted Word. You find someone doesn't have joy? Thy words were found, I ate them, and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Do you know why there's so many joyless Christians? It's because they have everything else inputting their life but the source of joy, which is eating the Word of God.